From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Former three-term Utah Senator Bob Bennett is lending a hand to the Wilderness Society in his political retirement. The Republican will collaborate with the organization on wilderness preservation, an issue where they also worked together while he was in office. Every week we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. I began our conversation this week by asking him what kind of work Bennett will do for the conservation group.
You know, it's a lot of consulting stuff. Bennett really wanted to follow up on the work he did while he was in the Senate to procure bills like the Washington County Lands Bill, which got together environmentalists and developers and county officials, and they all kind of were able to find out a way to make it work together. And I think that he wants to try to, you know, replicate that in other places, not just let his hard work die with the end of his term.
And so when he was in office, did Senator Bennett get along with the environmentalists, it seems, more so than other Republicans?
You know, it's funny. I don't think he ever topped any environmental groups, you know, rating scale by any means. But he certainly, you know, towards the end of his term, after working on the Washington County Lands Bill, had a pretty good working relationship with the groups that, you know, sometimes Republicans may necessarily not be the most friendly with. But they certainly respected him, and they figured that, hey, if a guy like Bennett can help us out, maybe he can open some doors on the Republican side for him.
Later this month, Senator Orrin Hatch will join Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg on a forum on public policy and social media down at BYU. I'm curious how savvy you think the soon-to-be 77-year-old senator is when it comes to sites like Facebook and Twitter.
You know, surprisingly, pretty well. I don't think, you know, he himself personally does the Twittering or Facebook or anything like that. But, you know, he at one point he was chairman of the Republican High-Tech Task Force. He does have an iPad. He used to have an iPhone that he used quite often and had to turn it back in for a BlackBerry to work with the Senate system. But, you know, he's pretty savvy for being 77, almost 77 years old. In fact, I was just looking on Twitter. He has 15,885 followers, and he has a little more than 5,000 friends on Facebook. So not bad.
Are you his friend?
I think I am, just to follow him, for the record, just to follow him.
Okay, of course. And still speaking of Senator Hatch, Thomas, Dave Hansen, the former chairman of the Utah Republican Party, who is now running Senator Hatch's reelection campaign for 2012, I've been reading, it really looks like he is trying to reach out to the Tea Party, and especially the people who could be Tea Party delegates to the state convention in 2012. What do you know about his efforts to really court these people and get them on Hatch's side?
I'd have to say that Dave Hansen is one of the most savvy political guys I know out there. And, you know, he's pretty bright. He saw the writing on the wall when Bennett was having issues with the Republican delegates. And Hansen doesn't want to end up that way when it comes down to convention. So he's saying, wait, if I can't win these guys over, maybe I can, as some critics have said, buy them. essentially what Hatch's campaign is doing in some way is hiring some of the most vocal Tea Party activists so they can get over to their side and having them be recruiters to find other people to help Hatch out. It's not a bad strategy. Hatch has a couple million dollars in the bank. You can't really use advertisements necessarily to win over delegates, but you certainly can hire some people who already are, you know, in those kind of movements, the grassroots efforts, and get them convince their friends. Not bad.
And with the state convention system, it's about 3,500 people he needs to get, or 3,500 total. He just needs to get a majority on Hatch's side here.
He needs 60%. 60% of that, they avoid a primary. Hatch gets the nomination, and then there's no more problems. So, you know, it's an uphill battle. Don't worry. There's still some questions out there of how many delegates he can win over. But don't fret at all. I think Dave Hansen is working, you know, 24, 25, 26 hours a day, however many he can add in there.
So, Thomas, there's this new website called ObamasAmbassador.com, which is literally nothing but a dramatic black and white photo of former Utah governor and now ambassador to China, John Huntsman, standing next to President Obama. I was actually able to look up this domain name on GoDaddy.com. It's registered to a Matt Ortega of Washington, D.C., and it looks like he registered it back in February. What's going on here, do you think?
Yeah, Ortega's actually a former Democratic National Committee new media guru. He you know, was their social media guy for a while. And he told Politico a while back that he bought the site because he just wants to remind people that, hey, Huntsman worked for Obama. And if you keep wanting to call Obama a socialist and, you know, that evil devil that they think he is, Huntsman worked for him. I don't think it's necessarily a nice thing that he's trying to do, but you know, it's fairly soon he could pretty much post all these comments that the president keeps making about Huntsman, about how great of an ambassador he's been and how great he's been for the administration. The whole kill the campaign with kindness strategy.
And so the Democrats as well as the Republicans would like to keep Huntsman associated with President Obama.
Yeah, certainly Republican opponents are going to remind everyone that thing, and the president doesn't seem to have a problem mentioning every time. It makes you wonder sometimes if the president is pretty worried about a Huntsman campaign, if that's why he keeps slathering on the kindness.
And finally, Thomas, Utah Congressman Rob Bishop told the Bureau of Land Management this week that when he flies home to Utah and reads about what the BLM is up to, it makes him so mad he wants to hit the person sitting next to him. So for the sake of people who fly, they need to stop, quote, doing stupid stuff. Can you imagine Bishop actually jabbing the guy next to him on an airplane? I think I could, you
know,
actually.
I would hope not. You know, I think he'd more like hurt them with the, you know, a bunch of humor maybe and make them laugh too hard. But I think that it'd be wise for everyone if you're going to be flying on a Friday or Monday evening on Delta Airlines between Salt Lake and Washington, not to do it on a day the BLM does any, quote, stupid stuff.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Well, Thomas, it's good to talk to you and speak to you next week.
See you next week.